So we'll be looking more at Psalm 66 today. As that opening verse says, come and see what God has done. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds towards the children of man. We can ask, well, what is it exactly he has done? And we're going to be getting into that in here in just a moment, understanding that this psalm, like many of the other psalms, these are songs of worship. These were songs of worship that the Jewish people would sing in their temple liturgies. They would proclaim these words proudly and boldly, and they would say, come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of man. And normally what they would do is come and see, I'm going to tell you about everything that God has done. Can you think about the history of the people of Israel? They had a lot of things to praise God for. And now think about your history. Each and every one of us in this room today have a lot of things to praise God for. And the Israelites knew something that we talked about last week. As the disciples we see go back to fishing after bearing witness to the resurrected Jesus, that it's easy to forget the good. It's easy to let the good slip past us because we get so preoccupied with the hard and difficult. Not necessarily bad, but the hard and difficult. Because we all come face to face with reality each and every day of our lives. Life is hard. Life can be difficult. And bad things happen in life. Disease, plague, famine, they all happen in the world around us. And it's all due to sin. But we have this great hope. We have been provided a great strength in Christ because we can remember all that he has done, all he is currently doing, and what he is yet to do. We can hold on to all of that promised hope that he's given us, that certain and sure hope of where he is taking all of us, taking all of us, and know that a better day is on the horizon. For as a song we love to sing quite a bit here, Waymaker says, he is a waymaker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper. He is light in the darkness. And no matter how bleak things may seem in the moment, we can say with the people of Israel as they would sing this psalm of praise, come and see. You know, we know what's going on out there, but come and see all that the Lord has done. We could practice those wonderful words of Paul in Philippians that he challenges us to. Philippians 4:8, when he says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Coming and seeing and thinking about these things, those things worthy of praise, are so essential for us in this life. Because we can be very cynical with how we perceive life. Have you ever heard the phrase, when it rains, it pours? Just for those brave enough, show of hands, who's ever said that? When it rains, it pours. Nearly almost everyone in this room. I know I have. Have you ever said it positively? When it rains, it pours? No, it's a negative statement. Why would you ever say that? That's a positive thing. Granted, here in the valley, but it rains, and if it pours, that is a positive thing. The point is, you always say it in the negative. It's always seen as a negative thing, a bad thing. Because when bad things seem, or hard things, difficult things seem to happen all around us, and we can see all these little hard things, and they just stack up, and all these little molehills, anthills, form this gigantic mountain. Boy, when it rains, it pours. And it's so easy to forget that when God rains his blessings, he pours them out. He pours them out in such a way that we too, like the psalmist, can say, our cup overflows. And it's so easy whenever we're in the midst of the it rains, it pours hard things to look past the good. the good things that God is doing. We can fail to come and see. We can fail to make sure that we're thinking about those excellent things, those worthy things to praise God for. I do this all the time in my own life. In my day-to-day life, I think about when I come home and my son rushes to the door. It's, "Dad, I got a B on my unit test today. I passed the unit." And it's like, okay, that's great, that's great. And I keep going in the house, and I see the kids did their chores today. That's good, that's good. But then Obadiah's toys are scattered on my chair, the chair I love to sit in and rest in. And then there's a board game on the kitchen table that's just spread out everywhere. And I'm kind of OCD with my board games. Everything has a place and a place for everything. And I like the board games to be kept nice and tidy and everything, every piece to be exactly in the box where it's supposed to go. I know I'm pretty crazy, but that's just me. And then I think, oh gosh, there's a stack of mail over here. It's all bills. And immediately I become cynical. Immediately, any joy I was feeling when I hit the door is just, all this stuff that I still have to do today. Oh, and I forgot to go to the post office. I have to go to the post office today. So I gotta go back out. I'll be home soon. Failing to see and recognize all the blessings. My son got a B on his unit test. My kids are playing nicely and loving each other and caring for one another. I have a beautiful wife who's working tirelessly to help educate and take care of not only our kids, but our home. I get to go to the post office. I get to do all these wonderful things each and every day, but so easily I can get stuck in the bad, stuck in the negative, stuck in the hard and difficult, stuck in the busyness of life that I fail to come and see what the Lord has done. Have you ever felt that way? That it was hard to come and see what the Lord has done? The psalmist understands this, which is why he starts his psalm in verse 1 through 4, saying, "Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Selah. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds towards the children of man." Because to have a heart of worship, we must remember. We must remember who our God is, what our God has done. To do what the psalmist says, you know, come, let's praise, let's worship the Lord. We have to come and see. We have to come ready to see, ready to hear and to acknowledge all that God is doing and how God is moving. And so, tell me, psalmist, how is God moving? How is God doing this? Because once again, this was a song of praise. What is it the Lord has done? He's going to tell us in verse 6 and 7. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. He takes us back to the Exodus. And for those who know the history of the Exodus, you know this moment at the sea wasn't really a high point for the people of Israel. Yes, it was a glorious triumph of God. He had liberated them from bondage and slavery in Egypt. But what does the people of Israel do before those waters part? "Moses, why did you and God lead us all the way out here to die? Weren't there graves back in Egypt," they say, "that we could have died there?" And we'll find Israel in moment after moment complaining. And if you've read the story of the Exodus, you know this. You know the history of the people of Israel. They tend to fall into the same pattern and cycle we fall into today when faced with those hard and difficult things. A failure to come and see. Because all we can see are the hard and the difficult. And we know how this moment plays out, that God opens the sea, as the psalmist says. does, despite their failure to come and see, he still opens the sea and triumphs mightily for them. He comes in with that strong arm and mighty hand of salvation, even in hardship, knowing that God uses hardship in our life. He uses the hard and difficult things for his glory, as the Psalms will show us. Bless our God, O peoples, verse 8 says. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to the place of abundance. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Selah. Yes, God, there's been hard and difficult times, but you've been faithful. Come and see what God has done. Can you think back of a time in your life where you were facing those hard and difficult times? When you felt yourself in bondage? When you found yourself in indebtedness? When you found yourself lost without hope, but that God was still right there and pulled you through that situation and in that moment? Come and see what the Lord has done. Because just like God pulled you through then, he will pull you through today. For our God is faithful. Which the psalmist continues and says in verse 16, come and hear all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul. Now the psalmist is making this personal. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. For God's steadfast love, as the psalmist will say time and time again in the book of Psalms, endures forever. Not just for a period of time, no, it endures forever. And just like the psalmist says, come and hear all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he's done for my soul, if I may add. We can say the same, and we can say, come and hear what the Lord has done for you and me. For God has moved mightily, and he continues to move mightily, and he will move mightily. Because there is so much we can come and see and rejoice in the Lord for. And you see, the psalmist understood that we would need to be reminded, the people of Israel would need to be reminded, because those hard and difficult times come. Those hard and difficult times come, so we need to remember. Why is it Jesus gives us the act of communion, the ordinance of communion? It is so that we would do it in remembrance of him. Because when you have a joyful heart, when you have a thankful heart, when you have a grateful heart, and you can think of all those things that Paul tells us to think about, to keep on our minds, anxiety can take a hike because it has no room. Fear can take a hike, for it has no room. In fact, my wife has been helping me a lot with my panic attacks lately, those sudden onset panics that I would get ever since my brain surgery. She would remind me, thank God. What are you thankful for right here, right now, Brandon? Thank God. And what do you know? The more I actually seek to worship God in those moments, the more free I feel from the grip of my own anxiety. It is truly the cure. It is truly the remedy. Jesus Christ and what he's done for each and every one of us, what we come together to worship him for and celebrate him for. So are you feeling despaired today? Are you feeling anxious today? Are you experiencing hardship? Does it feel that it's not just raining, it's pouring? It's pouring and pouring and just beating you down. Would we together lock arms and stand together and come and see what God has done? His awesome deeds towards the children of man, for he is awesome in his deeds. Could we heed Paul's advice? Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Could we take that captive in our lives today? And remind one another to take it captive, to remind one another the tomb is empty. Jesus got up and walked out of that grave. It doesn't matter what else God has done in our lives, that right there, wow. And we have all this other stuff that we can point back to. You remember when God did this? Because even though when bad things seem to pour and beat us down, let us remember when God makes it rain blessings, it pours. It doesn't just rain, it pours in our cup. Is overflowed, which is why we are here today to celebrate, which is why we are here today to worship. We are here to worship him and who he is, and that is exactly what we are going to do this day. As we worship the Lord, for he is worth our worship and praise always. This is the word of the Lord. And the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever.